Good morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the morning brief for today. Big news we've got on the slate for this Friday is going to be the September jobs report. We're expecting the labor market to cool, but it has been an area of strength for the economy over the recent past. We're not expecting that to change, but we are expecting to see a slight pullback in the number of jobs created there. Moving over into the performance that we've seen over the last 24 hours, it was a pretty mixed day and also a pretty flat day across the board. S&P 500 was down only 13 basis points. Crude oil took the brunt of it, down 2.27%. A couple of international equity representatives towards the top of the group, that being EFA and EEM, up 88 and 38 basis points, respectively. Russell 2000 was in there as well, up 14 basis points. Moving over and starting here with crude oil, I know you and David talked about that yesterday. I just want to keep you all updated here. We continue to lower with yesterday's action to a chart reading of $83. That's just below the middle of the trading band. I think he mentioned it yesterday. I agree with him. This is probably a likely landing spot if we are going to put in a localized bottom. It was a pretty sticky point of resistance throughout August and also back from April of this year as well. But if we do kind of continue to journey lower, keep your eye out on that bullish support line at 79 and then the lows from August at around 78 or so. So the upper 70s is going to be a further downside level for crude. Moving over into a technical indicator development, we're looking at the percent positive trend for the NASDAQ 100 PTNDX. So measuring the percentage of stocks within the NDX that are in a positive trend, it's going to be a slightly longer term indicator of the overall direction for the index. With yesterday's action, continued lower and posted a sell signal at a chart reading of 56. Do note this is the lowest number, or excuse me, percentage of those stocks in a positive trend since moving through that level back in January of this year. Don't like to see this, of course, right? We want to see participation holding strong. We don't typically think about support or resistance like we do for normal trend charts. Nonetheless, if we are looking for a silver lining or a line to watch towards the bottom here, we're still above a demarcation of 50. So if we continue to move lower and start to violate that, especially for the NASDAQ 100, which has led us higher throughout the course of 2023, I think that might be a cause for concern right now, really just continuing to watch this. Hopefully, you know, reversing back up and seeing participation pick back up again, not only for the NDX, but the broad market as well. Moving over into a technical development that happened this week, but not yesterday here, still think it's worth mentioning. We're looking at XLI versus money market, so industrials versus cash here. Industrials score nicely, both in Dolly and the asset class group scores page. This one is not going to be a big cause for alarm or go out and sell all your positions. Just something to monitor going forward. We're seeing XLI reverse back down, at least in the short term, against cash. So we're seeing a near-term preference for cash over XLI, still on that buy signal. Industrials still, like I mentioned before, scores nicely across the platform. So if you do have positions, just watch those with a kind of a keen eye, maybe take some chips off the table if you've got a nice profit to lock in gains. Nonetheless, just wanted to bring this to your attention for XLI versus cash. Moving over into a couple stocks, one of those industrial names that you might have exposure to is going to be Boeing, BA. This one is a 2-for-5er, has really fallen out of bed recently, returning to a sell signal and violating its positive trend line. They're now seen at a chart reading of 186. Unfortunately, really don't have too much support, or I guess broke through all of our support from 2023, now seen at support back from December of last year at 186. Like I mentioned, that is going to push us back down to a 2 out of 5 technical attribute score. Not going to add any more at current levels. If you are looking for a reason to sell with this big break, I would look to do so around 192, 194, 196. Somewhere in the 190s is probably a likely landing spot as we move back into normalized trading levels for Boeing. Other stocks to take a look at first is going to be Constellation Brands, STZ. Beat on earnings expectations yesterday here. Still is a 2-for-5er. Really not too much to say about this one. Seeing it below the bottom of the trading band, had a chart reading of 240. Really don't have support until lows for the year at 212. Wouldn't expect to see really too much action in either direction. We've been around from around 240 to 272 or so for the better part of the summer. So not looking to add, probably not looking to sell either, but if you are, you can probably get a better price as we are in heavily oversold territory with a weekly overbought oversold reading of around 140 towards the downside. Moving over into Netflix, of course, a lot of these media-focused names have been in the news recently with that writer's strike that was recently just resolved. Netflix is no exception. NFLX is a two-for-fiver, recently moving back into a negative trend yesterday, posting a second consecutive sell signal. Technical picture doesn't look particularly great now, a series of lower tops off those 2023 highs at 480. Of course, recent news is that they're going to come out with another price hike there as well for their platform and in more attempts to knock down password sharing. Nonetheless, keep an eye out on support below. That's at the bottom of the trading band at 356 and overhead resistance at 392. Last stock for today. It's not all doom and gloom from my end. It is Friday after all. We're going to wrap up here with McKesson Corporation. MCK is a five for fiver, ranks nicely within that drugs sector matrix at 5 out of 41 on also five consecutive buy signals, moving to new all-time chart highs yesterday. Is an actionable territory with plenty of support down below. Healthcare has been a pretty bleak sector, all things considered, throughout the year. So McKesson, if you are looking for exposure to this sector, you could consider the name here. With that said, I will go ahead and wrap up here. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, a safe weekend, and we'll chat again on Monday. We are open.